Every once in a while, God steps outside those boundaries, and we don't really know. But if at all possible, God will use God's creation to fulfill his purposes. God will use God's creation. Our scripture from last week, Luke 11:9, says, "Ask, and it will be given. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open for you." And yet we ask, and it's not given. We search, and we can't find. We knock, and no door is open. And we say, wait a minute, there's something wrong with this picture. Jesus goes on in that scripture and said that God is like a parent. And if your child would ask for a fish, would you give your child a snake instead? If your child asked for an egg, would you give your child a scorpion instead? If you won't do these things, if you won't do these things, how much more will a good God give the Holy Spirit and good things if you ask? However, let's turn this story around a little bit. If your child did ask for a snake or a scorpion, would you give it to him? Now, some of you that have sons may be wondering, but what if they would ask for something that would be hurtful to them? And you know it would be hurtful to them, but boy, they want it. They're asking you day after day, hour after hour, and you know, if I get this for them, they're going to get hurt. And it'll end up sitting in the corner because they're afraid of it after that, right? Sometimes God reserves the right to say no to our prayers because God knows us. God cares for us. Sometimes God's answer is a yes or a no, and sometimes it's, well, maybe, but let's wait on that just for a little bit, right? God always hears every one of our prayers. God answers every prayer, and sometimes the answer is not what we want. Well, what about when God says no to our prayers? When we ask, why do our prayers go unanswered, many times we're really saying, why does God say no to my prayers? Well, I believe that God will usually not answer prayers that violate certain principles. Number one, God does not violate the principle of free will. You see, God gave each of us free will and the capability to make our own decisions. God will not force God's self or God's will on your life. Now, when I was in college, I was getting pretty serious with a gal, and I was even thinking about asking her to marry me, and she chose to go another direction. And there were several weeks, maybe a month, but there were several weeks after that I was on my knees saying, "Dear God, make her love me. Oh, I'm so in love. I don't know how I can." Of course, I praise God now that he didn't do that. I really do. I even said that in the 8 o'clock service, and she wasn't here. So, but, you know, stuff like that just doesn't work. God is not going to force God's will or anyone else's will upon you. All right? Can you imagine if God forced you to love someone that you weren't interested in? Can you imagine that? Well, some of you may be saying, "Well, Eric, by the time I realized I wasn't interested, I'd already spent $25,000 on the wedding. So I knew I had to be interested." No, just kidding. But it's still better to turn around at that point than after the I do's are said. But can you imagine if God forced someone's love upon you? Forced you to love someone? What kind of world would we live in? If you're a parent of a child that is doing everything you don't want them to do, you can pray and pray, and honestly, that's what you need to be doing, but God will not force your prayer upon your child. God will not do that. God will not violate their free will. God will whisper in their ear, saying, "Please come this way, come on, come on." Or in Wesley's terms, he will use that prevenient grace to pull at his heartstrings, right? Pull at her heartstrings, I shouldn't be cited on that. But your child's heartstrings so that they might have their eyes open to certain aspects of God in their life. God will put people in their path.